Off the Club Meds album, that was Dan Mangan with the collaborator Blacksmith with their song Offered. Before that, we listened to Shy Kids with their song Baldwin off of the album Lofty. And we're going to close out the show today with some Sam Roberts Band with their song Terraform. And also one of my other uplifting faves, Shad with his song The Fool Part 1, Get It Got It Good, off of the album A Short Story About a War. And that is it for me today. Thank you all for listening. Up next is Jim with his program Welcome Home, which is always my favorite driving back home. I hope you all enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Get it? Got it? Good. Get it? Got it? Good.
They can't kill us because they can't see us because they only see fear.
Get it? Got it? Good.
They can't kill us because they can't see us because they only see fear.
Get it? Got it? We're good. Damn, it feels good to be back. Damn, it feels good to be black. They keep on killing us, we just keep killing it. Mama said killing is not where the ailing is. Couldn't speak back, Lord knows she been through it. She said a human is not who the villain is. She said it's fear, it's greed and it's pride. You see it inside, that's what the system is built on. And what it instills in us, man, I've been feeling it. Honestly, the haters can hate. Just let the creators create, and let the creator be judge. I mean, too many mistakes to begrudge. And besides, all of us lost without love. Maybe some never get woke, or tired of staying awake, or party all night then distraught at the state of the day. But what do you make of this way that I'm walking, this path that I'm on? You made a way for me, hope that my map isn't wrong. Nowadays my legs is weak, what if my staff isn't strong? What if it breaks? Who got me? You got me? I know that you got me good.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Get it? Got it? Get it, got it, good. Get it? Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good.
I'm talking about ways. Talking about ways we can elevate. Stepping up, staring, we escalate. Don't try to separate, we'll get together and celebrate. I can do everything, I just don't hesitate. I can do anything.
Allow me to demonstrate.
I just can't wait, I just cannot be me. I just can't go back and copy me. I just cannot be free, I just can't possibly. Lessons on lessons, legends on legends on legends. Little black boy with a poem that he showed to the reverend. Jesus saw Judas and ran up to hug the young brother and dug at the other 11. Like, why is this traitor in heaven? He said it's hell on earth, anywhere love isn't present. Wherever he goes, we go to get my bread. You get it?
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
seems to go away. Well, nothing seems to turn out right. There may come a time you just can't seem to find your place. For every door you open, seems like you get two slime in your face. That's when you need someone, someone that you can call when all your faith is gone. It feels like you can't go home. Let it be. Full of nothing, ain't got no cash. No matter where you turn, you ain't got no place to stand. You reach out for something and they slap your hand. I remember all too well just how. You can call home. That's when you need someone, someone that you can call when all your faith is gone. It feels like you can't go home. Be me. Let it be me. If it's a friend you need, let it be me. Let it be me. Let it be
Welcome home, everyone. You're tuned in at CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. That was Ray LaMontagne with Let It Be Me from his Gossip in the Green album. I don't think I've played anything off that specific album from Ray LaMontagne. I played quite a bit of him on the show, on previous shows, I should say, but I don't think I've played anything from that album itself. I got a good show lined up for you tonight. I usually, around this time of year, have kind of a retrospective show, a look back at the year in music, and have my picks for my favorite songs of that year. But it's been a year when a lot of the music I've been listening to has been music that is in my collection, because it's what I've been using partially for the show, but also because I haven't really been... I knew I wouldn't be able to use a lot of the new music because of the way that I'm bringing the show to you, so I haven't really been going through as many of the albums as I would normally. So I don't have a definitive list this year. I think that's something I'm going to do a retrospective, I think, maybe in February. I'm going to do more of a deep dive and kind of get a list together of all the stuff that that I've missed over the year. I know there's bound to be more stuff out there that I have not listened to, and I'm going to do a little bit more digging before I give you kind of my year in review list. I think that's going to come in February. I got a good show, though, lined up for you. A lot of this stuff is from my CD collection, some pulled from downloads. It's a couple songs I've played before, a couple songs I have definitely not played before. It's got a pretty good flow. Let's get to it. The first song I got for you is off a Nico Case album. This is the, I got the box set, I believe, a couple birthdays ago. I've had it for a few years now. Maybe it's been longer than that. The complete Nico Case set. I'll have to check to see what the album, or what the box set name is. Something about Truck Driver's Mule or something. But the album that I pulled this song from is called Blacklisted. The song is Look For Me, I'll Be Around. It's a nice moody song. I think it's a good way to start the show. You're listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca. Check out the Welcome Home Facebook page. We have playlists week to week, the occasional videos posted there. I'm going to try and get a few more posted during the holiday season. I did not get to them over the Christmas holiday. I'm hoping to get to them over this weekend, at least to get a handful out. I got to learn how to set generated posts on my Welcome Home Facebook page. More technology to learn, but all that is to come. Here is Nico Case.
You go.
Welcome back to Welcome Home. That was Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats with their song Howling at Nothing from the album Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Started that three-song set off with Nico Case from her album Blacklisted. That's actually pulled from the box set Truck Driver Gladiator Mule. Not Truck Driving Mule or whatever I called it before I played the three-song set. Yeah, I make mistakes, it's all right. After that, the Barb Brothers with Maybe Someday from their album Queen of the Breakers. The Nico Case song was Look for Me, I'll Be Around, if I did not say that. Coming up next, I have two songs to take us out of this half hour and into the break. The first is a song I've played once on the show before. You know I love this artist. I'm not even going to mention who it is because you probably know already. All I'll say is the song is called Alexander All Alone. I really enjoy it. I think if you haven't heard it already, you will enjoy it as well. Finishing off with another song I believe I've played once on the show before. I couldn't find it in my song list, but I have a feeling I've played it at least once. It's Y Oak with the song That I Do from the album The Knot. Really enjoy that one again. Another really moody atmospheric song for you. You are listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. If I haven't already mentioned it on the show, and I don't think today I have, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever holiday you are celebrating. Merry that, or happy that, or good that, whatever affirmative statement I need to make. In association with that holiday, I am making for you. With all my heart. How's that sound? But let's get into some music. This is... Well, you know who it is. ¶¶
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
Welcome back to Welcome Home. Before the break, you heard from Y-Oak, the song That I Do from the album The Knot. Started that two-song set off with Andy Schoaf with his song Alexander All Alone from the album The Bearer of Bad News. Coming up next, I got a three-song set. The first song is by an artist I don't think I've played at all on the show. I go through these stages with artists less so now than I used to. I used to be famous, my friends will probably back this up, famous for getting a new album and then just playing it into the ground. If you understand, if you have a music thing like I have a music thing, it probably sounds familiar to you. You find something that you haven't heard before or that really impresses you and you just play that till everyone else is sick of it. And you start almost to become tired of it too, and then you have to give it a break. And you can't listen to it anymore for a while, or you can only listen to certain songs, and it can even taint some of those songs years and years down the road. Yeah, it's a thing. I'm curious if anyone else experiences the same sort of situation. Check out the Welcome Home Facebook page. I'd be interested to have a conversation with people that share the similar affliction that I do. It's gotten a lot better over the years because I spread my music out so widely now that I don't ever give anything time to get destroyed. I'll usually try and switch directions, switch albums. I listen to so much new music that it kind of clears out the memory bank all the time, so I can go back to stuff. But this is a band that I just destroyed for a while. I'd listened to it so much. I saw them live. They put on an amazing live performance, even though the lead singer was sick at the time. It was at, I think, the Molson Canadian Amphitheater. Is that what it's called in Toronto? Oh man, it's been so long since I've seen a concert, I can't even remember what the venues are called. Outdoor performance, anyways. It was a great performance, but I played some of the songs, and I heard so many songs on the radio that it kind of killed them for me. But I got back into a couple of the albums recently, not lots, but enough that I can listen to them again. So I'm going to play a song from Kings of Leon. The song is from their album, Because of the Times. And the song is called Fans. I really enjoy this one. And I enjoy it again, I guess, is what I should say. You're listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca.
not the tension that I feel. It's not the fist that I'm showing you today that beat chased away.
This is Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. My name is Jim, and that was Beck with the song No Distraction from his album Colors. Really, really enjoy that album. The artwork in the vinyl special edition is pretty crazy. There's a bunch of vinyl sleeves that you can that have different color patches on them that you can rearrange at your leisure to make your own version of the album cover. There was a whole bunch of other stuff in there too. It's a really fascinating to find a visual artist that's associated with music, so you get all the little interesting perks when it comes to the album artwork and just the new sort of ideas that they and twists that they'll put on it. Started that three-song set off with Kings of Leon, the song Fans from the album Because of the Times. Followed that with Tegan and Sarah with the song I Know, I Know, I Know from the album So Jealous. I believe I played that. I know I played a song off that album, and I was struggling again to remember if I played that song before, but it is definitely one I enjoyed. Tegan and Sarah we saw live quite a few years ago at the Burton Cummings Theater in Winnipeg. And that was a great show, too. I have a lot of good memories at that Burton Cummings Theater. The venue is a little sketchy, especially in certain spots. But the acoustics were... I remember the acoustic being very good, and I've seen some great bands there. That was back... We lived in Selkirk, Manitoba for a year, so we used to zip into Winnipeg whenever we saw a band that we liked playing. Didn't matter the venue. We kind of took our options and opportunities where we found them. We weren't sure how long we'd be living there, so we wanted to take advantage of the larger city within close vicinity. That's like a 9-hour drive now to get to any of the bigger centers to see some of the big names, or to even see some of the smaller names that play the clubs and that sort of thing in the bars. Don't get as much in Thunder Bay. It has gotten better, and the concerts that we have at the waterfront have brought in definitely more talent. Blues Fest, that sort of thing, but I'd love to see more come through. It's just tough with COVID and the way things have been going to see the light at the end of the tunnel for these concert series. I'm not sure how it's gonna shift. They've been doing a lot more stuff online, which is interesting, but man, I wish I could get back to some live concerts again. Soon enough, hopefully some summer outdoor stuff to keep everybody safe, as long as we get on the right side of this. Hope everyone has enjoyed the show tonight. I hope everyone has had a great holiday season. Have a great weekend, and we will see you again next weekend. Love you guys.